USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the first time since the beginning of the pandemic, COVID cases are down in all 50 states. The decline in cases coming as the CDC says that nearly 60% of all American adults have received at least one dose of vaccine. Making that announcement, President Biden encouraged people to get vaccinated, saying it's the best way for those who are unvaccinated to protect themselves and their families.
We know there will be advances and setbacks, and we know that there are many flare-ups that can occur. But if the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they will protect themselves and other unvaccinated people around them. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up, may see this progress reversed. Ultimately, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The president also announced that the U.S. would be sending an additional 20 million doses overseas to assist with global vaccination efforts. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday afternoon, expressing support for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. According to a statement from the White House, the president discussed engaging with Egypt and other partners in the area to work towards that end. Representative Michael Waltz says the U.S. cannot falter now in its support for Israel. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that we can't choose a terrorist organization over our closest ally in the Middle East.
It is easy. Israel is our ally. Israel is a democracy. Hamas is a terrorist organization, acknowledged as a terrorist organization around the world that represses its people and is deliberately attacking civilians while deliberately hiding behind their own civilians, including hospitals, schools, playgrounds, and apparently buildings with the press inside. We need to be clear in the value and the criticality of the U.S.-Israeli relationship.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Families are set to get an economic break in the form of a child tax credit payment. Tim Berg has the details.
President Biden is curing the pending distribution of direct payments to families under the child tax credit.
I'm announcing today that on July 15th and the 15th of every month thereafter throughout the year, you will get deposited in your bank account half of your tax cut, at least $250 per child each month.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying it will give families a break. Roughly 39 million families will start receiving monthly child tax credit payments in mid-July. Those payments going to roughly 39 million people, and according to the IRS, the increased amounts are phased out for families with incomes over $150,000 for married taxpayers filing joint returns, along with qualifying widows or widowers, $112,000 for heads of households, and $75,000 for all other taxpayers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the trainer of Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has been suspended from entering horses in races in New York, including the upcoming Belmont Stakes. The New York Racing Association announced the temporary suspension for Bob Baffert while they investigated Medina Spirit's failed drug test following the Derby. Officials say they were also taking into account Baffert's five other violations in the last 13 months for impermissible medications. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.